This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, new wholesale inflation numbers. Up a little bit, 3.3%, a little higher than you want to be. And of course, wholesale inflation is stuff that has not hit the market yet. Wholesale price index, wholesale inflation. It's not huge, but it is definitely, you know, worth watching.
Yeah, it's going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, it's going the wrong direction. Again, price increases and inflation are two different things. There is only one way to achieve inflation. There is only one way to achieve inflation, and that is by printing money. Congress and the Fed printing money and debasing the value of your dollar. So every fake dollar they throw in to the stream of dollars to pay for stuff the federal government really shouldn't be spending money on, because that's most of it. That makes your dollar worth less. And it's really a way of theft. So not good. Wholesale, this is breaking right now. Maria Bartiromo is on. Wholesale inflation rose 0.9% in July. That doesn't sound like a lot, but if that happened every month, we would be in trouble by the end of the year. So that is a Congress spending thing. That is not a tariff thing. And I have to explain this a lot. Tariffs, yes, may cause prices to go up. That could happen. It is a real risk. We'll see if it does. We're really probably have some data on that by the end of the year. As, you know, stuff shifts, supply chain shifts, it's really hard to figure it out. You know, where it's going to end up, I don't know. And I don't pretend to tell you, but inflation is uniquely a congressional thing. 0.9% increase in July. Not good. Year over year, it's 3.3%. Now, contrast that with the CPI number we got, which is the actual like now inflation number. A few days ago, and that was actually really good. It was 2.7%, came in lower than the 2.9% forecast. So as far as basically what that means is as far as prices are right now, inflation down a little bit. But again, when you even break Joe Biden's spending records with the big, beautiful bill and you're $37 trillion in debt and people don't want to buy your bonds, you have to print money to buy back U.S. bonds because there literally physically are not enough people in this universe or on this planet to buy those bonds. That is the Ponzi scheme that we are in. And it's a problem. So you kind of look at this too, and they're saying, Fox News is saying right now, the breaking news, investors are expected to, the Fed to cut interest rates in September. You know, as squirrely as Jerome Powell is, Lee, he may use this, they may use this, the Fed board, as an excuse not to do that. I don't know. We'll see. But investors right now still expect the Fed to cut rates. We really need the rates cut because we have this massive tranche of debt that's coming up for refinance, and it's going to absolutely kill us if we have to refi it at the high rates. The problem that Trump faces, though, is that if they do lower the rates, if they lower the interest rates, again, that wholesale and eventually the actual inflation will go up. because those rates hold it down. So there's no good outcomes here. This is not a huge jump, but it's not going in the right direction, I think. What do you think?
I'm going to wait and see what the market does, you know.
Yeah.
See how they react, because that's an indication. I mean, obviously they're talking about, anytime you look at what the markets do, it's like what they think is going to happen in the future, but mm-hmm. it's based on today's information. So we'll see what happens this afternoon when the markets, or this morning when the markets open up. So,
yeah. And again, the best way to combat this right now, I mean, we really needed, and I went through the math on it, and I'm not going to bore you with it again. We really needed to cut $500 billion worth of spending this year and do it every year.
And what was it, yesterday or the day before that we reached the 37 trillion mark in deficit, in the deficit? So, you know.
Yeah, we needed to do that. That's the rate everybody agreed on that we needed to cut between Elon Musk and Jamie Dimon. And even the head of JP Morgan Chase was saying, yeah, we're going to have to start, we got to cut the spending. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Trump had to give everything to everyone because our congressional majority is so thin.
Exactly. Yeah.
And again, that it all goes back to illegal immigration. The Democrats stole, you know, roughly 32 seats total using that between the census fraud and the 26 seats or so. I'll say 20 to 26, just to be conservative, that illegal immigrants give Democrats. We should not have, this tight of a situation. So you have to give every, you know, Republican who's really a Democrat from a purple district, you know, the $50 million of spending they want, or $50 billion or whatever. So this is a huge problem. It's all related. Solving this problem, I mean, illegal immigration, all of this, it's all related. So I got to do something. Unfortunately, the best thing that we could do is the 11 rescissions bills that are still pending that Trump was going to send through that will cut money from, you know, the big, beautiful bill spending. It'll cut it back. He's already gotten one through, the $9 billion one, but this is the Doge cut, several hundred billion dollars. And Russ Vogt, the way he is talking, he's never given a real number. He's the budget director, but when he does these interviews, if you do the math as he's talking about it, Lee, it's somewhere between $300 billion and $500 billion, exactly where we needed to be. Trump knows he needs to cut it. But unfortunately, as I said yesterday in the segment, we have a hostage situation in the Senate, where John Thune and the Republican leadership is blocking Trump's nominees and then sending the Democrats out there to demand no new rescissions packages as the price of his nominees getting approved. They want to make sure, for whatever reason, they either break America financially, keep the inflation in place, or it's simply they're just so greedy and want money for all their friends and people in their district that they just don't care if the country goes broke. I don't know which it is, probably a combo of the two. So the biggest stumbling block to solving this problem right now with the inflation is the Republican leadership, most specifically John Thune. He needs to stop blocking Trump's nominees. If he would simply gavel the Senate out of session, which he's already done, and then stop gaveling it back into session every 4 days, which prevents Trump from making pocket appointments, recess appointments, this problem would solve itself. The Democrats would have no leverage, but he wants Democrats to have leverage so that he can make sure we don't cut a dime. So this is a GOP leadership. And I know Trump is working behind the scenes, Lee, to fix this. I can't imagine. I mean, that problem alone would occupy all my time if I was president. Never mind Ukraine and like everything else. Democrat sanctuary cities, violence, DC. Yeah, so it's crazy. So
it's like, yo, JD, you busy? I got a couple of things for you.
Really, I know. Just a few thorny problems, if you wouldn't mind. Meanwhile, Chuck Schumer just got cold busted, and it's so funny. Claiming he goes for walks by himself around DC because it's so safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah. He's the Democrat leader in the Senate.
Yeah.
Except Will Cain at Fox News called up the Secret Service and was like, you know, freedom of information, does Chuck still have a protection detail? And Cain reported that Chuck Schumer has a full Secret Service detail and an armored limo. So when Chuck says he goes for a walk in D.C., it's not quite the same as me and you doing it, Lee.
Well, remember Chuck Schumer is the guy that had the famous photo of himself grilling burgers on the grill. The only problem was the grill wasn't on and the burgers were still frozen. So,
yeah, and he had a very large pending problem. We were actually talking about this weekend as we were making burgers. You cannot put the cheese on the burger when the burger is still cold
right.
and uncooked.
Yes, yeah.
because it'll burn. But right. You got to wait to the end for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Which he apparently did not know. That's like a mistake my 15-year-old would make the first time he tries to cook something and then learn from.
Well, it's also like the mistake a Democrat would make when they're trying to show you something that they don't know how to do.
Like they're human instead of aliens
exactly.
from another planet that don't know how things work on this planet.
Right.
You've never cooked out before because you've lived a bizarrely abnormal life.
Get their gourmet ice cream out of a $30,000 refrigerator.
Right, right. Well, you got to keep it cold. Right? You don't want the gourmet ice cream melting.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
You know, what is it lately that Democrats haven't lied about? I mean, seriously.
They lie about everything.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, they go out of their way to lie about things. And yeah, I want to go off on a tangent for a second, Tara. You've been probably waiting for me to do that today.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Why not?
Why not?
We've made it far.
It's the end of the 9 o'clock segment, so we can go ahead. Where are all the Democrats come worrying about Ukraine? Where are all the flags? Where are all the lapel pins? You have got the possibility that Donald Trump may be able to stop the war in Ukraine. If Democrats were really serious about the fate of the Ukrainian people, as they claim to have been at the beginning of this invasion by Russia, which Joe Biden allowed and quite honestly encouraged, where are they?
That is
nowhere.
That is odd.
I don't
it?
See anything. I don't even see people criticizing Trump. I think they know they can't because they've been wanting peace in Ukraine. And if Trump brings it, they're just going to ignore it. Now, I'm not confident. I'm not saying that there's going to be a peace agreement announced Friday. I seriously don't think there will be. There may be some progress. There may be something going on. There may be other issues here. I'm not hopeful for that. But there was so much angst, so much worry about the Ukrainian people. Rightfully so. Rightfully so. But I don't see the flags. I don't see the lapel pins. I don't see anybody saying, hey, peace is at hand, or we may have a chance, or you know what? I begrudgingly have to thank Donald Trump and his negotiators for at least trying to make an effort to stop this war. You don't see it. And if they were really serious about things, that's what you'd see, but we know they're not.
I got a theory on why that is. It was actually kind of where I was going next.
Oh, amazing.
Just a theory.
I stumbled right into it, didn't
I? Well, you did. You do that all the time. And that's what I need more of in my life, men who can read my mind. You know, so this works out well. J.D. Vance announced this week, and this is, I think, huge, that there will be, no matter what, no more funding for the Ukraine war. Mm-hmm. We're done. Now, we will sell the Euroweenies. Military equipment, as we do, like, half the people on Earth.
That's pretty much what Trump was saying a few weeks back, yeah.
Right. Well, if there's no more Ukraine war funding to launder through Democrat NGOs, do they care about Ukraine?
There you go. There you go.
I don't think they do. And if you're like me and you believe the deputy prime minister of Poland, the former deputy prime minister of Poland, who did an interview in which he said, you watch this on X, it's all over the place. Oh, yeah, the Democrats just launder the money through Ukraine. Everybody knows that. And a lot of that money, cut of it, is taken by the oligarchs and then they launder it back through. If there's no money, why would they care about the people of Ukraine? They wouldn't. Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know. Maybe just hazarding a guess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It was also fake. So very, very fake. Every aspect of the Russia collusion hoax. It's what's so incredible. Remember how it started? 17 intelligence agencies agree. I remember how things were at the time. You know, Americans loved, especially conservatives, loved the CIA, loved the FBI. I mean, like every other third show on Netflix, some, you know, drama suspense, CIA, FBI thing. In which the actors play American agents who actually give a damn about America. In other words, it's all very fake. These are rogue agencies now, but we didn't know it at the time. And the power of those words, 17 intelligence agencies say that, you know, there's been Russia collusion. Nope. Russia hacking? Again, no. We learned yesterday on the show from the declassification that actually, it was contractors, federal contractors hired by Hillary Clinton's campaign that created the fake traffic that made it look like Alpha Bank was talking to Trump Tower. And that was, of course, how Trump was, you know, getting his marching orders from Putin. Pulitzers were awarded for reporting that. It was fake. But what we didn't know till yesterday, this is what was declassified, was that the cyber analyst who was put on that part of the Russia collusion hoax realized that the part where they told us the hacking of elections boards, remember that? Oh, it was very scary. The liberals were terrified. Wow, Putin's hacking the election. Whoa, that was Hillary too. Yeah, that was Hillary too. Same federal contractor, same signature online. He went, by the way, to the leaders of the FBI and reported it to them. Hey, you know what? This looks very fake. He was told to cease and desist, stop doing his work. Okay, cool. So that's all very fake. What about, well, all that's left. Three intelligence agencies say, well, you can't question, I mean, when the NSA and the FBI and the CIA say, I mean, who's to question that? I mean, come on, what are the odds they're all lying? You'd have to be a kooky conspiracy theorist to think that. They were all lying. And now we know how shoddy that lie was through another declassification overnight, where we found out that Mike Rogers, who is the head of the NSA at the time, sent an email to the very evil James Clapper, who was the DNI, that's the position Tulsi Gabbard holds now, and said, hey, look, you want us to sign on to this like kind of crazy idea, accusing Donald Trump of being a Russian asset and accusing Putin of basically trying to overthrow our democracy in a coup. Like, we're cool with signing on and all, but can we see the intelligence? Our analysts are seeing they don't want to sign on without seeing the intel. Very reasonable request. Clapper said no. This is a quote, team sport, unquote. He wrote back. That's what they call this, See, here this whole time we thought they were serious. They thought they were protecting us from enemies, foreign and domestic. But no, they were participating in team sports. Cool. And that team sport was framing Trump. And you know what's kind of scary about the intel that's coming out right now? The FBI 302 that was just declassified flat out says there was a purpose to this leaking, felony level leaking by Adam Schiff. And the purpose was to, quote, indict Donald J. Trump. And they would sit around in their staff meetings and talk about this. Yeah, we're going to commit felonies, releasing the classified data to indict Donald Trump. That was the purpose right there. Very simple. So Mike Rogers writes an email, goes like, we don't feel really comfortable. You're rushing this. And hey, can my analysts see the data? And what they had sent them was these little summaries, you know, Putin is trying to overthrow our democracy and Trump's in league with Putin. And of course, Putin is controlling Trump. And yeah, Putin is hacking, you know, this and that, the DNC, hacking our boards of elections. Could you just like sign here that's a thing? And the analysts bolted. They said, can we see the underlying intel? We always see the underlying intel. What is the intel? Clapper's like, nah, we're participating in a team sport here. You don't get to see the intel. Okay. Rogers eventually signed off. And we got the lie. The biggest of all lies. Three intelligence agencies say. Clapper even wrote, that's our story, talking about all of these Russia lies. That is our story and we're sticking to it. And were they worried about you finding out? No, they just classified all this. They classify their crimes. It's kind of brilliant. Be like me and Lee going and robbing a bank. And the federal government doesn't take kindly to that. And people call for comment. Sure looks like they robbed a bank. Oh, we can't talk to you about that. It's classified. Well, so will there be charges? Yeah, it's classified. Sources and means. Sources and methods. I will just classify all our crimes. Now, send them down, lock them behind three doors. Don't tell any Republican-appointed FBI directors about the burn room. Put them in the burn bag and set it on fire. Which of those three things did they forget? They got the first two right. The set on fire part, not so much. That's how we know all this, which is incredible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, tell me why don't we hear Trump describe the Russian invasion of Ukraine as an invasion? He talks about it as if it's simply two parties who don't like each other. Where is the strong condemnation? Well, he knows what's going on here. It's a proxy war. Yeah, it was started by Hillary's lies about Russia collusion. Went into that earlier in the show. And now a million people are dead. That's why he keeps saying, look, if I was president, this wouldn't have happened. I know, because he wouldn't have lied about Russia collusion. But I want to hit something else, because this is kind of remarkable, what's going on here. You know how Trump has been vowing to clean up Democrat cities? Well, now we're getting an idea of how he's doing it. The first thing they have done in D.C., because, you know, they sent in the guard, they've also federalized the police department, was to declare D.C. is no longer a sanctuary city.
D.C. under federal control is not going to be a sanctuary city. We're working with the police hand in hand. When we encounter a criminal, illegal alien, then we turn it over to ICE. And that's the way it should be. I mean, I'm not saying every illegal alien in D.C. is a criminal, but many are. So these are people we're going to focus on. Illegal alien criminal safety threat in D.C. is not going to be protected. There's no sanctuary for these people in the city of D.C.
Yeah. So that's the real end goal right there. Embarrass the Democrats for the crime when your real goal is to get to is to get in behind sanctuary city lines, invade the post-American territory, take it back. But is there a bigger plan here? Trump's already talking about sending the National Guard into Chicago. He can do that. What is Chicago? It's a sanctuary city. In other words, behind enemy lines. You can go in there, round them up. No sanctuary protections apply. Not to the National Guard. See what he's doing here? And ICE can go into a lot of these places. By the way, we got an update. 75,000 positions in the ICE Army. They've already received 110,000 applications. And what's amazing, Tom Homan talking about this the other day, he said, I had to shut down my LinkedIn account because I can't reply to everybody who's emailing me their application. He said, it's thousands and thousands and thousands. And he said something interesting. He said, you know, we haven't put an age limit on it. We've got like retired police chiefs. We've got like retired army top brass. I mean, we've got like really high caliber. People are like, I want to come out of retirement. I want to go hunt pedophiles too. This is the coolest thing ever. I want to fight the Democrats over the pedophiles and win. Because think about the level of satisfaction. I mean, that's way better than fishing in retirement. But here is Democrat Chicago Alderman Ray Lopez talking about another lever of power Trump probably has here, besides just sending the guard into sanctuary cities.
But as you know, my governor, my mayor are going to use their hatred for Donald Trump to say no, to say we don't want federal intrusion, but we do want federal money. And I think at the end of the day, that's what's going to give Donald Trump leverage over the city of Chicago, the county of Cook, and the state of Illinois, because 22% of our budget comes from the federal government. And I think he's going to be able to play that card to them and say, if you want the money, then we're coming with.
Yeah, we're coming in. He is in the guard anyway. But as Lee pointed out earlier in the show, this is how he's broken a lot of these very anti-Semitic, hateful, racist universities. He just took the money and they knuckled under quickly. What is the goal here, folks? What I've been telling you all along, you have to disassemble the cartel hierarchy that has merged with the Democrat Party in a lot of these sanctuary cities and that the Democrats are protecting right now. And that's what you're going to see him do. He's going to send the guard in under cover of, I'm going to get the criminals. that will give him cover. And then he'll say, this isn't the sanctuary city anymore. Sanctuary rules don't apply to the guard, to the National Guard, and we'll pick him up. Because to remove the number of illegals hiding in these Democrat cities, it's going to take more than the ICE army. Folks, anyway, here here is what's really interesting here. I want you to hear this because I tell you this all the time, and I'm the only one saying it that I know of. There's Chicago Democrat alderman Raymond Lopez admitting that Democrats are protecting the cartel infrastructure in Chicago, in his city. He wants it gone.
You know, we should always be welcoming of the federal government's ability to help us maintain safe communities, safe cities, and a safe country. It blows my mind, as I was listening to the previous segment, that you have politicians in my own party who are enamored with the dangerous criminals in our streets. What we don't need, in my opinion, is the National Guard. But what we do need is the FBI, the ATF, and many of the other members of the federal government who can go after those cartels, go after those drug dealers, go after those human traffickers that have been operating within the city of Chicago for the past 20 years. That should not be a partisan issue. That should be an easy lift and a welcome to the city of Chicago's neighborhoods.
Yeah. Again, I hate to play it for you all the time, but Ken Paxton, Attorney General of Texas, what did he say about the Democrats and the cartels?
They're taking federal law and dismantling it. And he's making up his own rules as we go that allow the cartels to gain a foothold, a really strong foothold in the United States, not just in my state, but really across they're building a network across the country so that they can keep doing this well after Biden's gone.
Yep. And we just had it confirmed by Chicago, a Democrat alderman, which is like their city council. Yeah, we got cartel infrastructure here, and Democrat Party is protecting it. Remember again what Ken Paxton also said. Cartels, human traffickers used to run from Department of Homeland Security, but not under Joe Biden.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before, and I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
Yeah, and Paxton went on to say, Biden's aiding the cartels. They are merging with the Democrat Party.
They're actually helping aid and abet the cartels, and then Texas says, we've had enough. We're going to do something about it, and then they threaten us from enforcing our own laws. It seems pretty crazy, and it's hard to believe that we have a government that is working against its own citizens and helping the cartels move as many people across the border as possible.
And yet, I just want to play because it's so powerful. Democrat Chicago Alderman Raymond Lopez. Democrats have become enamored. I looked at word up on Google. It means to fall in love with. Enamored of these cartel gangsters.
It blows my mind that you have politicians in my own party who are enamored with the dangerous criminals in our streets.
Yeah, they love them. I think they're great. Especially the highest ranking form of criminal is, of course, the criminal illegal immigrant gang member. I mean, you can't get more illegal than that. And they see them as fellow travelers. Maybe they are in a way. Why? When they love them, they bring them their future replacement voters. I mean, they're having to deal with these dumb voters here in America. I mean, you know, they just don't get it. They don't understand the need for Marxism, total control by the Democrat Party. And they want to wash their hands of us, and they'd love to rule us. That's an incredible clip. And I love it because I've been saying the same thing to you. They are falling in love with these criminal gang members. And part of it, folks, is just whoever Trump targets, whoever Trump opposes, whatever Trump opposes, they fall in love with.
It blows my mind that you have politicians in my own party who are enamored with the dangerous criminals in our streets.
Yeah. You can see where Trump's going with this. He's going to send the guard in all of these cities. He's already saying he's going to re-up the DC raids. He's going to go more than 30 days. He's going to go in. It's going to be a blitzkrieg. And they are going to go straight for the illegals. They're going to help ICE do it. You watch. And as they get, and you know why he's doing? He's going to call up the guard until he can get all these ICE agents hired. Because he's got to move. And then what is the final coup de grace? How does this end? Well, by that time, he'll be done fighting all the Democrat lawsuits. He'll redo the census after he gets the illegals out of these Democrat areas, and we'll get back the 26 seats that Democrats stole by counting illegals in the census. Can you see the whole thing? It's a civil war. And this is an internal army, a good kind of internal army. It's a legal kind of internal army, but an internal army nonetheless. This is the same fight we're seeing in Texas. Take back the seats they have stolen, because without the fake seats, they can't win real ones. And this is why, watching all of this, the clip of the week was James Carville, dean of the Democrat Party.
You're going to have to do something in 2028 because it's slipping away from us by about a minute.
Yeah, fake seats, fake voters, fake headcount for the census so that they don't have to deal with real voters who are terrified of them. This is the most satisfying thing I've seen in a long time. Did you see what happened in Cincinnati? Tennis player Emma Raducanu stops the match. Stops the match because of a crying child. Oh, it'd be one thing if the child just kind of started whimpering or whatever. The child had been crying for 10 minutes. Okay. This is a Gen Z millennial thing. Your child starts crying, you take them out. You don't subject everyone to your crying child, you moron. It is the rudest thing. It drives me crazy. She's a British tennis player. It's third round of the day five of the Cincinnati Open. She's being driven nearly insane, as is the entire audience, by the baby. On and on and on and on. Everybody can hear it. It's interrupting her match. She cannot concentrate. She ultimately lost the match. Before delivering a serve, she paused the game to vent to the umpire that the baby had been crying for 10 minutes. The umpire replied, "Do you want me to send the child out of the stadium?" The crowd responded with an emphatic yes. The mom, the video cuts to the mom holding the baby, and she mouths, "Sorry," but does not move. Oh, yank her out of there. You deserve to be humiliated for your rudeness. You know what? This drives me crazy. This has become my pet peeve, okay? And I've watched this happen over the years. At church, where I go, you have a cry room where you go. Most churches have one. And there'll be moms in there with babies. Cool. That's very considerate. You go in there with your baby because you know your baby might cry. But here's your problem. Once the baby cries, you've done the right thing. You've kept it from interrupting the service. Once the baby cries, you do not sit there for the next 15 minutes and subject us to it. You pick up the baby and carry the baby out, as we all did. You don't sit there and let the baby scream and cry and whine. No, you pick the baby up. That is why the cry room at my church has a door to the outside, so you can pick the baby up and walk out. Is it wrong to be sitting in the church and want to slap someone? And the problem is they think the cry room is shielding it, but the baby's screaming so loud the whole church could still hear it. And she's just sitting there, bouncing the baby. Cry room's full. And you could turn around and see the absolute annoyed looks on people's face. People are so rude. You do not get a pass because you have a child. You don't get to be rude. Take the baby out. To sit there and interrupt the match to the point the entire audience answers yes to the umpire, please take the baby out, and she loses. I hope they hunt down whoever this mother is and embarrass her on the internet. When I say hunt down, I mean physically, I mean the internet. Who is she? Who do you think you are interrupting a tennis match? By the way, it was 86 degrees. Why do you think that baby was crying? I don't know. I'll just sit here and bounce the baby because I don't care about anyone but myself and I want to see this tennis match, including the kid. If it's 86 degrees, no wonder that baby is crying. That's just cruel. Anyway, unfortunately, there's no rule against morons breeding and we have this situation. But is it just me or is it millennials? Kind of tail end of millennial generation and Gen Z are just terrible about that. There's just not an understanding of remove the baby. You know where else this is a problem is restaurants. Now they'll sit there with the baby. Take the baby out. I used to do that with my kids. The kids would be disruptive. I would take them out. It's embarrassing. Ooh, Texter writes, Rudy's not understanding it's a baby. Well, no one in that audience understood at all. I mean, you know how much money you pay to watch that? She's losing the match. She cannot, I couldn't concentrate either. So we're all supposed to stop for mama who has a baby. Now, mama who has a baby can pick up said baby and walk baby out. By the way, she still doesn't move. The whole crowd's like, yeah, take her out. And she just mouths sorry and continues sitting there. That's a special kind of psychology. I'd love to know what that diagnosis is. There's a diagnosis there. That's a personality problem. Holy cow. Texter writes, we have a nursery at our church, not a cry room. Finally, Texter writes, at our son's wedding, our daughter had to have a friend take her two crying children to a quiet room to not disturb the service. Isn't it sad someone has to be told that? I'm like, you're an adult. How did you get this far?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.